Dr. Pinsky again dictating the second half of a report on Jarrett Whitaker. And I'm going to pick up with, he saw Dr. Mitchell, nurse surgically, on 7/5/22, period. He noted the petitioner's two injuries and course of treatment to date. Pretty rendered diagnoses of cervical and lumbar verticillopathy, period. He wanted Mr. Whitaker to return with his radiographic films. Pretty also ordered flexion extension studies of the cervical and lumbar spine and MRIs of both areas, period. At follow-up on 10/3/22, he had attended 12 sessions of therapy that was not helpful, period. He also had two courses of Medrol, which helped him only temporarily, period. Since the last visit, he had a seizure and went to Capitol Health Hospital. Pretty was started on medications and referred to a psychiatrist. Pretty also saw orthopedics Dr. Schwartz for his left shoulder pain. Period. He remained out of work. Period. They reviewed the results of the cervical and lumbar MRIs from 7/20/22. Period. They can be inserted from the end of his report or hopefully in their own individual reports, period. Dr. Mitchell concluded this cervical MRI did not reveal any significant findings that would attribute to his symptomatology. Period. From that standpoint, he had reached maximum medical improvement, period. He had 24 sessions of therapy and two courses of Medrol dose pack, but remained symptomatic. Period. He recommended left S1-2 transforaminal epidural steroid injection targeting the left S1 nerve root. Period. On 5/25/22, he was seen by Dr. Ologo, O-L-O-G-O. Period. This was for general medical problems such as hypertension, palpitations, and tinea pedis. Period. He followed up here through 11/16/22. Period. On 6/13/22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Schwartz relative to his left shoulder, period. X-ray showed some mild hypertrophic changes but no acute bony abnormalities, period. He administered a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder and referred him for an MRI to rule out a rotator cuff tear, period. He returned after the MRI on 6/30/22, period. Dr. Schwartz did not see significant rotator cuff tears, although he had some mild tendonitis, period. He continued the petitioner on line duty and referred him to his spine surgeon who had been treating him for his cervical spine issues, period. He followed up relative to the left shoulder on 8/18/22, period. He stated he was currently attending therapy, but Dr. Schwartz was not in receipt of progress notes from the therapist, period. He saw Dr. Schwartz one more time on 10/17/22, period. He was deemed still being unable to return to his normal job duties. Dr. Schwartz was extremely concerned about some symptom magnification on the part of the patient. In view of his inconsistent functional evaluation, he had nothing else to offer this patient. Pretty suggested he be referred for a second opinion and take over of care, since Dr. Schwartz had nothing further to offer him. But he was going to continue on present work restrictions until seen by another physician. Period. New paragraph on 7/25/22. He was seen by Dr. Charles. Period. After neurologic evaluation, he concluded there was no evidence of injury to this patient's central or peripheral nervous system. Period. He is currently presenting with either a somatoform disorder or malingering, neither of which are related to the accident of 5/27/22. Period. In that accident, there was no injury to the central or peripheral nervous system. Period. His complaints were exaggerated and not physiological. Period. He needs no further treatment or testing, and neurologically was deemed a maximum medical improvement. Period. He could return to any job of his choosing without restriction, and no further treatment is indicated. Period. In paragraph 9/3/22, he was seen by Dr. Amin, A-M-I-N, who may be a psychiatrist. Pretty listed diagnoses of major depressive disorder, recurrent and moderate, generalized anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Pretty had Mr. Whitaker on medications. Period. And underline this, it is noteworthy that the somatoform and malingering conditions that Dr. Schwartz was concerned about were not detected by Dr. Ashraf. Period. Follow-up with him was rendered through 9/17/22. Period. New paragraph on 10/12/22. Neurologist Dr. Berianu, B-E-R-E-A-N-U, performed an evaluation. Period. She opined that he had post-traumatic stress disorder with some residual findings in moderate to severe reactive depression compounded by chronic sleep dysregulation. Period. He was to continue on an anticonvulsant medication and have a repeat 24-hour EEG to be considered, but he also needs psychological intervention as well as orthopedic and pain management treatment. Period. On 11/7/22, the petitioner was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxteen. He rendered treatment through 12/21/22. Period. New paragraph on 3/7/23. Psychological evaluation was performed by Dr. Kezmarky, K-E-Z-M-A-R-S-K-Y. Period. She performed an evaluation that included several different inventories. Period. On the MMPI-2RF protocol, it was noted to be invalid and uninterpretable due to indications of overreporting. Pretty generated an excessive number of infrequent responses, which is uncommon even in individuals with genuine severe psychopathology. Pretty provided a very unusual combination of responses associated with non-credible reporting of somatic and or cognitive symptoms. Period. He also provided a very unusual combination of responses that is strongly associated with non-credible memory complaints. Period. On the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, he scored 15/30. But this was very inconsistent with what would have been at best a mild blow to the head, if any. But it also noted in mental status exams previously, they were within normal limits, so this makes no consistent sense at all. But this is consistent with the lack of validity of the REY, R-E-Y, 15. Period. She also explained, he reported a much larger than average number of somatic symptoms, rarely described by individuals with genuine medical conditions, which is uncommon even in individuals with substantial medical problems or emotional dysfunction who report credible symptoms. Pretty tended to repeat himself in a positive light by denying several minor faults and shortcomings that most people acknowledge. Period. Overall, with the objective assessment, there was clear indication of over-reporting, which is invalidating his complaints. Pritchett also reviewed video where there was no evidence of a head injury or evidence of a blow to the head. There does not appear to be any post-concussive syndrome with cognitive issues. This appears to be a level of symptom magnification. At that point, there was no diagnosis of post-concussive syndrome. There is a diagnosis of possible malingering of emotional and cognitive symptoms. Period. New paragraph on 2/10/23. He had an MR arthrogram of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He followed up orthopedically with Dr. Spagnuola, S-P-A-G-N-U-O-L-A, to review these results. Period. He did not see any tear of the posterior labrum. Period. At this point, he has excessive subjective complaints of pain which are out of proportion to what they were seeing on clinical examination, comma MRI, comma or MR arthrogram. But he was a candidate to remain at work full duty without restrictions. Period. Hopefully, his subjective complaints of pain will lessen with home exercises. But he was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. He did follow up with Dr. Mitchell through 3/20/23. Period. At that juncture, he determined Mr. Whitaker had reached maximum medical improvement for his cervical and lumbar radiculopathy. Period. Dr. Mitchell noted he had undergone 2 epidural steroid injections by Dr. Saxton with relief in his pain radiating down the left lower extremity, but he still had pain in the back and left hip. But he states his hip pain was causing him to limp. Period. He was released from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, from the outset, he displayed odd behavior. Period. He focused exquisitely on his subjective complaints. Period. He shouted, comma, sighed, comma, puffed, comma, and winced. Period. He states he has to take care of his kids and his wife is dead. Period. He needs to make money and work. Period. He does not want to be out of work like other people. Period. Extremities upper. He demonstrated significant guarding about the left shoulder in all spheres, complaining of severe pain. Period. He made facial grimacing, comma, grunted, comma, shouted, comma, ooh and ood and odd, comma, and sighs. Period. He did all of these in a loud fashion. Period. Abduction and flexion were to 90 degrees, comma, adduction an extension to 40 degrees with internal and external rotation to 20 degrees. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttock level. Paired motion on the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was ratchet-like for resisted left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Provocative shoulder maneuvers on the left could not be done due to his lack of effort. Extremities lower inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally. Paired, he had variable range of motion about the left hip. Paired, when sitting, he sat comfortably with the hip at 90 degrees flexion. Paired, when supine and flexed, it elicited low back tenderness at 20 degrees, as well as hip tenderness. Paired, during attempts at active straight leg raising maneuver, his range of motion was limited on the hip as well. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Spine cervical. Left rotation and right side bending were 40 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma, inflection to 25 degrees. Paired right rotation and left side bending were full. He was tender to palpation at the left paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or on the midline. The rest of that is normal thoracic. There was an old 1.5-inch linear scar, but preserved kyphotic curve and no scoliosis. Pretty had severe superficial tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a physiologic gait, but complained of low back pain on the left while doing so. Appeared he did not use a handheld assisted device. Period. He was able to walk on his heels. Appeared he could walk on his toes and shouted. Appeared he changed position slowly and squatted to 70 degrees with huffing and puffing. Appeared he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Appeared active flexion was limited to 60 degrees and was otherwise decreased in all spheres with complaints of tenderness. Appeared there was severe superficial tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm, sparing only the right sciatic notch. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 15 degrees elicited exquisite complaints of low back pain that are indicative of symptom activation, as this is less than 20 degrees. Appeared supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees did not elicit low back or radicular complaints. Appeared he had markedly positive axial loading through a torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Jarrett Whitaker reportedly was injured at work on both 9/1/21 and 5/27/22. Appeared he has had an extensive diagnostic workup and protracted course of treatment with various specialists. Period. He was found to have symptoms disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury. Where this was noted quite clearly by Dr. Kozarski, noting the video showed the absence of trauma to the head, although he claimed he had this with associated symptoms. Where Dr. Schwartz was also concerned about symptom magnification. He thought the petitioner may have an underlying psychological disorder, but he was seen by Dr. Alogo, as I said, he was seen by Dr. Charles in that regard, who, if I recall, confirmed this to be the case. I may be thinking of Dr. Kaczmarski in terms of his somatoform disorder as a possibility. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found him to display several signs of symptom magnification from the outset. Period. New paragraph, I'll offer an assessment of permanency to the left hip, low back, and left knee with respect to the 9/1/21 event prepared for the 5/27/22 event. He needs permanency of assessments for left shoulder, head, cervical and lumbar disruptions, and right-sided costochondritis. Period. End.